This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 700 pledged delegates have told the Associated Press or announced they plan to support U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention. That's over one-third of the pledged delegates she needs in order to clinch the nomination. On Monday, Harris also won the endorsement of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The vice president on Monday at the White House praised what she called President Joe Biden's quote-unquote unmatched legacy and said she is deeply grateful for his service to our nation. As Democratic Party delegates on Monday continue to line up behind Vice President Kamala Harris, some are offering advice on possible running mates, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
While President Biden has endorsed Kamala Harris for president after dropping out, the VP has not said who she will pick as a running mate. But Rhode Island Democratic Party delegate Kristen Peters-Hamlin says there's one clear choice, Senator Mark Kelly.
Arizona is a swing state. Mark adds ideological balance. He's done very well in Arizona attracting Latinos and suburban women who are key to winning this election.
And she says the Democrats would not lose his Senate seat.
Because of the Constitution in Arizona, which requires that it be from the same party.
I'm Julie Walker.
Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina blamed her political opponents for deadly violence that swept the country during recent student-led protests against quotas in government jobs, stating on Monday a curfew would be lifted when the situation improved. Her comments came a day after the South Asian country's top court agreed to scrap most job quotas in a ruling on Sunday following days of clashes between protesters and security forces. This is VOA News. The Israeli military on Monday ordered the evacuation of part of a crowded area in Gaza that is designated as a humanitarian zone. The military says U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants have embedded themselves in the area and civilians should evacuate the zone's eastern part. The announcement came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was traveling to the United States to meet with President Joe Biden and address Congress to make his case for the nine-month war against Hamas while ceasefire negotiations continue. The head of the agency responsible for protecting U.S. political leaders, the Secret Service, said on Monday Donald Trump's attempted killing was the agency's most significant operation failure in decades. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
During a contentious House hearing, Kimberly Cheadle did not provide many, citing ongoing investigations.
We are 9 days out.
Illinois Democrat Raj Krishnamoorthy says that's the point.
It's been 9 days.
Cheadle would not say why there were no agents on the roof where the shooter was, but did say the agency was told about a suspicious person before the shooting. Lawmakers on both sides said the failures were unacceptable, with Ohio Republican Mike Turner among those urging Cheadle to resign.
Because Donald Trump is alive, and thank God he is, you look incompetent. If Donald Trump had been killed, you would have looked culpable.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A top U.S. health official says the recent assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump should be a wake-up call on gun violence. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has more.
The July 13th shooting of former U.S. President Donald Trump left U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy horrified.
We lose nearly 50,000 lives every year to gun violence. My hope is that we can shift from looking at it as a polarizing and political issue and see it for what it is, which is a public health issue that affects all of us.
Last month, Murthy's office issued the first ever advisory on firearm violence. He noted that 54% of Americans have experienced gun violence either directly or through a family member. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
NBA superstar LeBron James has been picked by his fellow U.S. Olympians to serve as the male flag bearer for the Americans in Friday night's opening ceremony for the Paris Games. The 39-year-old James got word of the honor on Monday. He becomes the third basketball player to carry the U.S. flag at the start of an Olympics, joining Dawn Staley for the Athens Games in 2004 and Sue Bird for the Tokyo Games in 2021. Fellow U.S. star Stephen Curry nominated James. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.